This poem is about an artist and the struggle to survive, and his situation is emblematic. It's about Brinsley Lefanu, the son of J.S. Lefanu, the novelist and short story writer. And the poem is written out of extracts from letters to Edmund Downey, the Irish publisher and writer. Downey being based in London initially as a publisher, and then latterly retiring back to Waterford in Ireland. The poem is called Down the Staff. A patch of gravel is Chelsea with Georgian doors. I came here from Dublin before I was 18, paid my first visit to Paris, the most profitable place in the world to study, and where I met George Moore. Please send me on proofs as soon as they are pulled, as I can do the initial letters as well. I will be in town on Friday about noon, and if convenient will give you a run-in on chance, when perhaps you will spare me a quid or two. When advertising the evil guest, I know you won't forget to say, with 30 illustrations and a cover designed by. As I am obliged to live from day to day, I would rather work on small terms that I can count on by a certain date than receive instalments from time to time. I'm sorry you had the trouble without the result. I have another idea about some of my father's stories, which there should be some money in if it was worked. We might talk it over when you are next visible. I am a member of the Playgoers Club on the upper floor of Getty's Marble Halls. I'm working at the Books for Bairns. I lent our little green man to Stout at the Review of Reviews. He seems to think an Irish story would not be understood by English children. I confess, I cannot see it myself. Thanks for sending the monograph of my father. The fireworks display comes in very well, but you left out the poker with which he was armed. The old butler was bombarded with missiles from the iron safe at the head of the kitchen stairs, which he flew down like a red shank, and to the end of his life could never tell how he managed to escape to his room, minus one coat tail, which a Roman candle had played upon, and his left whisker, which the golden rain did for. If you are doing any illustrations, I have one or two projected for it, which I could ink in a very short time. London life is a good deal to young people making their way, but Marion and I sigh for the green fields and sea. My wife saw the Zepp in flames. The cheering echoed through London. Your flying sun must bring down another. I was in a back room when it fell, but saw the blood-red flare after it came down. Have you seen the Bookman yet? The new paper laws have already begun the slaughter. Today has been a very sober St. Patrick's Day in London. Irish whiskey is 10 shillings a bottle. I have now finished restoring the portrait. There were some holes in the canvas. One leaves a ridge near the eye, which is not now visible with a light coming from the left. I hope your ancestor won't be torpedoed. Please send postal orders, as now I have no banking account and hate asking favours. Take the corks out of the canvas carefully.